morning and welcome to Friday morning. Evan Bray, great to have you here as we make our way through a Friday edition of the Evan Bray Show. Getting ready for a weekend. Lots of people excited about the weekend. The weather is supposed to be fairly nice. It's hard, and I find myself trying to suppress things like, going to be a great weekend to get outside, do some stuff at the lake, maybe have a barbecue, when we know parts of our province and neighbors of ours in communities nearby are dealing with anything but positive weekend plans. They're evacuating their homes. These wildfires continue to burn. And of course, we have an actual provincial state of emergency that was declared yesterday by the premier. As we see communities evacuate, we, of course, check in with people that are from the area, some of the conversations that they're having. And I wanted to check in this morning with Derek Cornett. Derek's a great reporter, works for L'Orange now. He's been a news reporter up there for a number of years, and we're happy to connect with Derek by phone this morning. Derek, thanks for giving us a couple of minutes.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I know you were in Wayaquin yesterday, one of the communities that has been evacuated. Can you set the scene for us and tell us what you saw when you were in that community?
So arriving into the community yesterday afternoon, there was thick smoke. As soon as I arrived, you could tell it was a very active area with ground crews and aircraft such as a helicopter, busy fighting the flames. The ground crew, they were immediately next to the fire on the north side of the community. So that was maybe 400, 500 feet at the time. Helicopter was continuously putting buckets of fire on the flames. So it was a very, very active place.
Yeah. Could you feel the heat of the fires, them being that close to the community?
I couldn't feel the heat there, but just right outside the community on my way in on the highway, the fires were burning on each side, like right into the ditches. I did take a moment to stop and rolled my windows down, and it was quite hot, probably around 40, 50 degrees.
I can't imagine. I know you had a chance to speak with the mayor of Wayaquin yesterday. What was that conversation like?
Yeah, so Medrick Thompson, he's the longtime community member there. He's currently the mayor. He expressed confidence that the Wayaquin wouldn't burn down. He was also happy with the response. Several agencies had reached out to him and offered assistance.
Did you get a chance to chat, Derek, with any of the fire crews, or were they just too busy focused on the firefighting?
I did approach some individuals, took some photos and whatnot, but they didn't have time to speak. They were just too busy.
I'm curious to know how that left you feeling. Have you been in a situation like that where you're basically almost enclosed in fire?
I've been a long-time northerner. I've lived in the north for 30 years. I was in L'Orange in 2015 when the fire led to an evacuation here. So I've been in the situation before. It's sort of unsettling. There's no fire right now threatening this community in L'Orange, but people still get that feeling from 10 years ago that something bad might happen.
Mm-hmm. Derek Cornett is my guest. He's a reporter for L'Orange Now. So obviously now we've got a state of emergency declared by the province, which will hopefully bring additional resources and help to fight these fires. What is your priority today heading out and through the weekend to try and cover this? There's so many burning in the province. What have you got your attention on now, Derek?
Sorry, now it'll be basically just keeping track of it all, staying up to date, knowing sort of what's going to happen next, and just reaching out to evacuees and getting their experience and talking to them about what they need and what should be done going forward.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a sense that we have enough spots for the evacuees? I know Prince Albert, Saskatoon, Regina accepting some, but those numbers could rise if other communities are feeling the effects of these fires. Do we have adequate resources to help with the evacuees?
At the moment, I haven't heard any concerns in that regards. I know a lot of evacuees are in hotel rooms in PA, Saskatoon. I think some are being sent to Regina. I know other communities have also stepped up, like Montreal, like Cree Nation. Some of the people from Wayaquin who didn't have family to go to, they're staying there. So I know there's a lot of people sort of helping out to do that.
Mm-hmm. Derek, I appreciate you giving us some time. I know you're a busy fellow these days, but we'll keep your number handy and maybe we can check in again as progress continues.
Yep, that sounds good.